This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards and Sons, edwardsvaham.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
So in a recent article from the Bloomberg News entitled "No Brief for Moscow as Cheese Stocks Up in France on Ban," we read that the EU exports 257,000 pounds of cheese to Russia annually. These exports comprise 33% of shipments outside the bloc and account for 2.6% of the area's total production. We wondered what is happening to the cheeses that were already en route when the embargo started on August 7th. We are on the line with Greg Blaise. Greg is the head cheese buyer for the New York City and Chicago branches of Eataly, an international Italian food emporium. So, Greg, what's happening with the cheese that was already en route?
Well, they're going to have to find somebody to sell that to, hopefully, you know. That's a lot of tonnage. I mean, when you block orders like that, you know, people make the production is based on sales, based on pre-orders. You know, cheese is the process of making cheese starts a long time, 6 weeks or so, before that cheese is even ready to sell. So the ripple effect from that is going to be, you know, gaps in the cold chain. They're going to have to rush to sell that to other people, and you know, it's going to hurt the quality and all of the resources that they use to make those cheeses. They're not going to get any return on that, or they don't have a planned return on that. You know, it's perishables. You only make as much as you think you're going to sell.
So what do you think the more like short or long-term impacts will be on European cheesemakers as a result of this ban?
In the short term, there's going to be some chaos logistically for them. In the long term, just speculatively, that's bad for business. I mean, I have read that in Germany, as a result of this, they were prepping to lose about 25,000 jobs as a result of this. Is what I was reading in the Guardian, and I can only imagine that. You know, labor is based on a percentage of sales, you know? So you don't want people to be making less cheese. That just slows the agricultural machine down in the long term. There's also the effect that it will have on the population that eats the cheese, you know? anytime you take food away from people in the long term, that's not good.
Oh, man. Well, our hearts definitely go out to cheese lovers throughout Russia. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us a little insight on how we should be thinking about this embargo as it relates to the cheese industry.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling me.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.